Christina Osborne has a brain tumor and epilepsy. She's been on Medicaid for more than 10 years, but she expects to lose that coverage because her income will soon exceed the threshold to qualify.
It has literally saved my life. By paying for my medication, by paying for the doctors that I see, you know, they either expand Medicaid or I end up dying and other people end up dying.
It's people like Osborne, who physician Ray Ward is hoping will be included in the state's cost-benefit analysis of Medicaid expansion.
The benefit isn't the money saved. The benefit is the increase in health in people's lives when they have access to basic health care. So I'm just hoping that the state will consider those things when they do their study.
Utah Health Department Director David Patton agrees that this view is important for lawmakers to consider.
A study is very quantitative, but there are impacts on society in general, and there are impacts on individuals. Maybe they can't be quantified, but at least you can make policymakers aware that those are issues to think about.
The study by Public Consulting Group is expected to be finished by late January, in time for the state legislature's upcoming session. The state's Health Reform Task Force will discuss the fiscal impacts of a Medicaid expansion at their meeting this afternoon. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.